Good morning, everyone. It's Morning Questions with Jeff Doss. I am so excited to be back with you guys. And I had a great weekend. I hope you guys did too. And that is my question for this morning. What did I do over the weekend that is going to carry over positively into my week? All right. So what positive thing did I do over the weekend that's going to carry over and create momentum, right? How am I creating momentum from what I did yesterday, all right? And a lot of times, you know what, though? We say, really, when we wake up, it's all a new day, right? Jocko says, if you listen to the Jocko podcast, he says, you know what? When you wake up, you're back to zero. What you did yesterday doesn't count. And as far as the value of that, that's true. But the knowledge and the experience that you had, that the score is still zero, but you have an advantage because you have a better coach, right? I have a coach that just got better and better and better because that's me, right? I'm coaching myself. I'm my own, I'm my future self's accountability partner, right? So what did I do over the weekend that's going to make me better this week? Okay, so one thing last week I had that twisted ankle that could have been an obstacle that I had to overcome or that held me back, that stopped me for the weekend. Instead, I used it and I embraced it, and I used that to help me improve for this week. Okay, so this weekend was a tournament that was a great competition, but it was a great way for me to prepare for this upcoming weekend, which is a huge international tournament in Rhode Island. And so that's one way that I learn, actually, because of my ankle being, in my mind, I was thinking it was going to be unstable. I made sure I made it even more stable, okay? So from all of this, I actually tuckered down on some things that maybe I was not focused on. I was really working on my power, my strength, and my explosion in my glutes and my quads, but I also need to focus on the roots, right, for me to compete and for my balance and for everything that I do in this when I compete in martial arts. But the other thing is, by doing that, right, I learned that I can adapt, I can change, and I can embrace the struggle instead of always focusing on, like, it's something that's attacking me. No, it's something that's going to help me. All right, so same thing this week. First thing I did this week was go and talk to students about that, actually. I talked about respect, but I also talked about, you know, we had a couple students that did awesome and very, you know, participated very well and showed just that want to be involved in the talk. So we invited them up to break a board. One, you know, did a great job, broke the first time. The other one, it took a couple of times, right? But what I reminded her was that, hey, we're just gonna embrace this journey. Let's learn every time we get a chance. You're getting more tries now, which means you're gonna get better. Not, oh God, I can't do it, it's embarrassing. No, calm down, you got it. Put it all together and grow. And that's what I hope I take this week with my experience. You know, we had a long day of competing, and I continued to just keep myself ready, focused on what I was there to do to improve. And the biggest thing for me is leading by my actions, right? So if I can show that, and if I can show my students that I can overcome obstacles and embrace obstacles, that they can too, all right? Any little pain that comes up is not something to stop them, all right? It's not something that they need to focus on. It's something that they need to help them get better. Okay, you got a little pain here? Okay, well then that's probably means you're not using your muscles somewhere else, another side of your body. Maybe we need to focus on getting this better. Maybe you need to actually stop swinging with your front hand if you're hurting yourself, you're hurting your arm, and throw a straight punch. Or use your front hand as a shield and punch with your backhand. There's so many things that we can do and grow. So I hope you guys ask yourself that today. What happened this weekend? It could be, you know, an argument with your spouse. It could be an argument with your kids. It could be somewhere you had to explain to your child something. And that's going to make you a better parent this week. So hope you guys have a great day. Have a blessed one. And we will see you next time.